the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio, the smarter way to make radio.
Hello, I'm Quentin Howard, guest hosting the Radio Today podcast this week. Roy and David are both on holiday, but as you'll find out in a moment, our guest this week is a very familiar voice to this podcast, and he can't really interview himself. We're talking about hyperlocal radio this week and how to use the tech that's now become mainstream thanks to lockdown and how to help you start your own radio station.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.
So let's start by introducing the man who needs no introduction, really, because he's the normal host of Radio Today, Stuart Clarkson. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, Quentin. Thank you for having me on your show. This is weird.
We're turning the tables this week because, congratulations are in order, you've launched your own radio station, Rumbles Radio. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, this has all been a bit of a whirlwind, actually. It's an idea we've had for a little while, myself and a former colleague of mine from a small local radio station that we used to work on 20 years ago in our little corner of Yorkshire. And we've been talking about it on and off for a year or two, working towards small-scale DAB coming to this area. And we thought, you know, with all the changes going on at the minute, now is the time to crack on and do it. And with all the time we had in lockdown, obviously, to sort out everything in the background.
So this is a radio station, Rumbles Radio, that covers Wharfdale and Airedale valleys, for anybody familiar with that part of Yorkshire, Ilkley, Skipton and Keighley.
Yeah, and it's always been a bit of a weird radio market. So I started out doing my first ever radio after hospital radio, Airedale Hospital here, just up the road from where I am now. And I got onto the local commercial radio station, which had only just started a few months before I went there, which was Yorkshire Dales Radio. And this was a weird license from the Radio Authority because they'd applied for a Skipton FM license and everybody had applied for that. I think the people from Radio Air went for it and all sorts of people. This is kind of 95, 96. And they suddenly bolted on the Yorkshire Dales, which was this massive 2,000 square mile patch that didn't really have a connection with a lot of Skipton and the southern part of the Dales. And so it never really worked financially as a radio station, didn't Yorkshire Dales Radio, that then became Fresh AM after that and eventually got sold to Stray FM and UKID and is essentially now part of that. And it was a weird patch because you stride some different counties. We've got North Yorkshire and West Yorkshire. Yorkshire Dales also covered a tiny bit of Lancashire. And so, you know, in terms of the authorities that you're talking to for your news and your content, it's really bitty. We're kind of in border country and we fit between Radio Leeds and Radio Lancashire that the BBC provide. And Radio York kind of doesn't really cover Skipton, even though Skipton's in North Yorkshire. So it's a kind of no man's land. And it's, you know, it's been a weird radio market.
And we should say that the reason I'm interviewing you today is because I come from Ilkley. So it's somewhere that's home to me when I was growing up. And I know that area. And I also know that it's very difficult to cover technically because you've got these deep valleys. And when I was building radio stations, national radio stations, trying to get signals up Wharfdale was really difficult. So I can see that when you start plonking transmitters around for Yorkshire Dales Radio and Stray FM in Harrogate, you only actually cover fairly small areas.
Yeah, and certainly at Fresh and Stray now, you know, you need relays. So there's a kind of main FM transmitter for this half of Stray's patch, if you like, over the western side. But they also then have a fill-in relay in Skipton and another one in Ilkley and one in Pateley Bridge. And when we were on medium wave in the old Yorkshire Dales days, again, you know, we had a medium wave transmitter in Skipton and we had another one in Ilkley and then another one in Settle or somewhere. So, you know, you needed lots of them. And, you know, it was all done on the cheap back then as well. So I seem to remember one of our, I think it was the Ilkley relay actually from Fresh and Yorkshire Dales Radio that was fed on an old Windows 98 PC or something, and there was such a delay on it in that, you know, you could be driving along, you could hear a whole link and an ad break and then flick onto the relay and hear the whole thing again because it was about a minute and a half delayed. So yeah, it's been a struggle, as you say, technically covering this area in the past. And, you know, we hope small-scale DAB is going to sort that out and give us one multiplex. The polygons that have been drawn up, there's one that covers essentially everywhere from Otley all the way up to Settle and across to Gisburn and Barnoldswick and the edge of Lancashire and kind of down to Howarth and Bingley and places as well to butt onto the Bradford multiplex. So it's going to be a decent-sized polygon to cover this area. So we thought, well, let's get up and running with an online station only for now so that we've got a ready-made product to put onto DAB when that time comes.
stake a bit of territory out already.
Yeah, and obviously the timing of it at the moment, the reason we tried to crack on with it is another few weeks and Stray FM's going to not be called Stray FM anymore. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, when Fresh became part of Stray said, oh, well, you know, you're just covering Harrogate and Knaresborough and Ripon now and you're not as interested in Skipton and Ilkley as you used to be because you're part of a bigger station and clearly your audience is further east. But that's going to be even more of the case when Gracie Sits Radio comes along. There'll just be one regional programme covering the whole of Yorkshire and Lincolnshire on those frequencies here. A bit of local content squirted into the playout systems and things. But, you know, for a proper local radio station, as Stray has been for this area for the last 8 years or so, you know, there's a bit of a gap there and we thought we've got the expertise to fill it.
You can fill it. So you've launched it to fill that gap and to return to local radio and as you describe it, sort of hyper-local radio, because the populations aren't enormous. Ilkley's, what, 15,000? Skipton's about the same?
Skipton's, yeah, perhaps slightly bigger, more like 20,000 with some of the villages as well. And Keighley, perhaps a little bit bigger, but obviously, you know, you're getting into the urban conurbation then all the way down to Bradford. But yeah, as you say, they're not big places. I think the polygon for the small-scale DAB is, you know, perhaps a couple of hundred thousand, which, you know, sounds like quite a lot, but it is, you know, as I say, quite spread out communities. And this is the problem that Yorkshire Dales had, because it got this Dales bit bolted onto it, which, you know, it was more sheep than it was people in parts of the Dales. So it tended to then focus on the editorially on the areas where the population were. And then the people in Hawes and the middle of the Dales went, well, I've got no connection with Skipton or Keighley or wherever. So
DAB will come and you'll be in hopefully in the first or second wave of applications, depending on how Ofcom decide to roll it out.
Yeah, I think it might even be the third, because the first Bradford and Leeds are in the first ones that are being announced in just a few weeks, I think, for the application process. The second one looks like it's all Northwest and Manchester and various other bits of the northwest of England. So it looks like it could be wave three, which I don't know, is it going to be next September when that gets advertised? So realistically, it might be 18 months before we can even get on DAB. So it's going to be a long haul getting people to put put us on an online platform. We're calling ourselves a digital station to listeners rather than online. Obviously, from an industry point of view, we essentially are an online station, but we're using the word digital just because of the interest in digital radio. And Ford and the guys at Digital Radio UK have been helpful to me when I've been in touch with them as well. And we're running some of their Digital Radio UK marketing adverts on air that help explain to people how you can get an online station in your car and that kind of thing. Because for a lot of listeners around here, it is quite new. But I think on the DAB point as well, actually here where we are, we're in a bit of a gap. Again, you know, like I talked about some of the FM coverage for stations in the past, if you drive through the area where we are, there are places where you can just get BBC National multiplexes. And that, you know, that's back to the point you made about masts and coverage. But in Skipton Town Centre, you can just get BBC National. You can't get D1, yeah, never mind SDL or any local services. In Keighley, you can then get a Bradford multiplex and you can get D1 as well. In Ilkley, again, another black hole in the town centre, you can get BBC National stuff and nothing else. Bit of Leeds multiplex on the kind of Otley side of Ilkley. But, you know, people are not used to having a big choice of DAB stations. So I think for areas like ours, when small scale comes along, it's not a case of in Manchester where you add a small scale multiplex and you go from 80 to 100 stations. We're going to be going from having 10 to having 20 or 25. So yeah, it will bring a big choice for rural areas like ours. And, you know, I would have liked to have seen Ofcom, you know, personally, advertise small scale multiplexes in places like ours first rather than the bigger areas.
Yeah, in the white gaps, as they call them. The interesting thing about those SSDAB, small scale DAB, is whether any of them will carry any of the national services in those gaps where D1, SDL and for that matter the BBC still haven't got coverage, and I wonder what the relationship between those national broadcasters will be if a local SSDAB said we'd like to carry you.
Yeah, and I mean I put this point to Stray FM whenever it was last year, it was about 18 months ago, so I put an expression of interest in for this area for a small scale DAB multiplex, and on my application or my expression of interest, I'd included a variety of stations who'd said they'd be happy to go on. And one of them was Stray, because they are on digital radio in North Yorkshire. They're on the Muxco multiplex, which covers North Yorkshire and goes right up to Scarborough. But it actually doesn't come past about Menwith Hill from Harrogate. So you can't get that in Skipton. So Stray have got an FM licence that covers Skipton and Ilkley, but they're not available digitally here. So there's a separate argument about whether they should be allowed to auto-renew that FM licence, which I think that process is going on right now because they're up for renewal. Obviously, they're on DAB in their Harrogate section of their FM licence. Yeah. That's a whole different story. But, you know, so a fill-in for them by going on a small-scale multiplex in this part of their patch as it becomes Greatest Hits Radio might be an option for Bauer. And hopefully, you know, Bauer would put some money into a small-scale multiplex by buying space on it in an area like this.
So as we know, it's complicated, and I can see the small-scale DAB being an interesting dimension and some interesting ideas coming out of that. But let's go back to Rumbles Radio, your own radio station.
Sorry,
all this time, Stuart, you've actually got your own station. It launched on Monday, and I've got to say, it sounds really very good.
Thank you. Well, we've tried hard. I mean, all the people involved are people who've got a radio background, you know, and are working professionally in radio still at other places. And we've had a load of goodwill, and not just from our presenters, but also some of the suppliers and the, you know, the radio companies that obviously I've got great connections with and relationships with through Radio Today. Anyway, so many people have helped us out in getting all this up and running so quickly. I say my business partner Nick Babb was on Radio Air in the 90s. He's been on Stray FM. He still does a weekend show on Stray at the moment until it turns into Greatest Hits.
He was on Magic, I think, and Magic 828, the original Magic.
Yeah, and he was a program controller at Fresh in Skipton up until its sale. He was the last voice on it, actually, before UKRD took it over in 2012. So Nick's got bags of experience. You know, he's a live events DJ. He runs a very, very successful Facebook page and website in Ilkley called Ilkley Chat with about 30,000 followers on Facebook. So we're leveraging our already popular appeal in Ilkley on social media to kind of boost our initial audience. So yeah, as I say, between us, we've got bags and bags of radio experience, and we've brought in people to be on the air with us who've been in this area. I've had a couple of people contact me from all over different parts of the country. Now they've heard the station, said, "Oh, I'd love to do a show on that." And I've said, "Well, you know, can I send you a demo?" And I was like, "I'll be brutally honest with you. Don't waste your time sending me a demo, because we only want people who've been on air in this patch, or who lived in this patch, or grew up in this patch, because we want to be the people who are talking about things that they know about. I don't want to have to say to a presenter somewhere at the other side of the country, "Oh, this is how you pronounce this place name," or, you know, "These are the name of some popular places to go," or restaurants. All of our presenters we got on air know and love this area, and that, I think, is the most important thing about a proper local radio station.
That's the essence of it, isn't it? Knowing your audience, literally knowing your audience. And you've got people like Alex Cann, who started, if I remember rightly, as a sort of T-boy at Minster.
That's right. Yeah, he's the T-boy here. He's bringing the biscuits. But yeah, I mean, Alex was on Stray for, you know, a good 10 years on mid-mornings. We've also got Nick Bewes on. Nick was a Skipton lad. I remember him coming in as a tech op at Yorkshire Dales Radio in the late 90s. He was, you know, he'd left school and got a proper job working in the printing industry, actually, and then said, you know, "I always fancied doing a bit of radio." Came in as a tech op, ended up doing the breakfast show on Fresh for a good few years as well. At the time, it won Yorkshire Station of the Year in the Radio Academy Awards. So again, he's really well known in Skipton, as Alex is in this area for Skipton and Ilkley. Myself and Nick have both been on the air here, and Elisa Hilton is doing our evening show as well. So she obviously was at Radio Air, she was at Minster, again she's done some shows on Stray, she was at The Pulse for 10 years, 5 years on Breakfast, 5 years on Mid-Mornings, so the kind of Keithley connection of our patch. She was on The Pulse, and she was on Real Radio Yorkshire as well, big regional station, and she's just brilliant. She's oozing with enthusiasm, is Elisa. She's got, you know, tons and tons of enthusiasm for local radio, and she sounds brilliant on our evenings. We've got a guy on the Saturdays as well called Jeremy Gartland, who again I've known for 20 years or more. So Jeremy was on Fresh again for like 12 years, did pretty much every show on the schedule. He's now running a community station in Redcar in the northeast, Zetland FM, which again is a really good sounding community station. So he's doing a weekend show for us, and he's really excited to be back on air and make connections again with people that he knew from his time down here.
So all local people, and even your station voice is a local voiceover.
Yeah, you know, we were looking, you know, we didn't want to use some of the usual suspects for our imaging. We wanted to make it sound quite fresh. So, and we wanted a female voice as our main station voice. I stumbled across Katie Rand, who's married to John Rand, who's a really well-known voiceover that you might know. And Katie's great, and Katie does loads of big-name ads and commercials, a lot of retail commercials and Skoda and things like that. And then we stumbled across an article in the local paper that during the lockdown, they were recording the kind of talking newspaper in Ilkley because all the volunteers couldn't get into the community centre where they normally record it. And so they'd enlisted a couple of local Ilkley volunteers who were professional voiceovers. And we went, hang on a minute. and so, we discovered they live in Ilkley and they lived here 17 years. So we got in touch with Katie and she did a great deal on all the launch imaging because she said, you know, I'm local and I want to support this. So, yeah, it's great having that local connection, even for the station voice.
So what's it for, the radio station? What's the audience target? Who are you aiming for as your listener?
We haven't really defined an age. I know that goes against everything that the marketeers and the radio programmers will tell you. But, you know, we've just said we want local people. We want people who live and love this patch the same as we do, who are part of our community like we are. So we've tried to make our music a fairly broad appeal. So we're playing, you know, currents and we're playing quite a lot of 2010s and 2000s, as well as obviously plenty of 80s and 90s. In terms of our gold stuff, you know, we've only got one, maybe two some hours gold tracks. So the 70s and 60s stuff and the older sounding 80s stuff. And, you know, that's partly because if people want the older stuff, Greatest Hits Radio is going to be here on FM in our patch. And that's going to do a fantastic job at playing those same 300 gold songs. So, you know, why do we need to play them?
So I was going to ask you about your playlist because is it driven by auto track or selector or something else?
Yeah, it's using Music One, which is a product that easily interfaces with our Playout, which is Playout One. So, you can buy it through Playout One, but it's a guy in America called Steve. Oh, I can't remember Steve's surname now off the top of my head, but he's been really helpful as well. So it's got a lot of American style features in the way that you schedule music, and we've had to kind of get our head around that. So we're using that for traffic advert scheduling as well, and it's doing a good job for us. We've had to learn that literally on the fly, but we've got our categories all set up and it seems to be picking a good mix. We think we know what we're doing with the rules, and we've been testing it over the last 2 or 3 months, and I think we're there with the music now, and we're really pleased with how it sounds, and we've had so many positive comments from listeners as well that they really like the music mix. And I think that's just about having a broad appeal. You know, if you don't like this song, there'll be another one in 3 minutes and you might like that one.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not wrong for long. And to me it sounds a bit like Radio 2 should sound, if you know what I mean. The playlist that people think Radio 2 ought to have, actually you've got, because as I was listening, there was Fleetwood Mac, Roxy, Toto, Style Council, Harry Styles, Kylie, Stevie Winwood, sort of quite 80s, your show in particular this morning, which I guess is probably your genre of music, but also lots of the modern ones, Jason Carullo and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I say it is just about mixing them. Both Nick and I have got a little bit of programming music experience. You know, we're both broadcasters and we both love being on the air, but there's so many new things by running a station, just essentially the two of us, that we've had to learn about music scheduling and traffic ads for ads being one of them, as well as going out and selling ads and creative briefs and all that kind of stuff. But we've programmed it as we think we would like a radio station to hear. Whether that's the right way of doing it and the way that experienced programmers do it, I don't know. But, you know, we haven't got an image category and a gold category. You know, we've put things generally by decades. So we've got an 80s, a 90s, a noughties, a 10s category. And we've done that so that actually, you know, we can separate them a bit more in our clocks rather than it just being an image category that's got older stuff and newer stuff, because you could end up with a 20-minute period that sounds very new or a 20-minute period that actually sounds quite old. So we've tried to do it on decades more than any other way. And we have got some songs that, you know, are late 90s that we've put into the noughties category and early 90s that we've put into the 80s category. So we've done it on sound rather than chart release.
Shuffle them a bit, yes, because those decades never break exactly on the zeros, do they? There's always a bit of overlap. And any free choice for the presenters, or is it all driven from a scheduler?
Everything's scheduled, but we've said to our presenters, you know, happy for you to move stuff around in the log. We're happy for you to drop stuff that you don't particularly like and you want to put something else in its place. Because these are all our presenters are people who have got tons of experience on the air on decent sounding local radio stations. They know as well as myself and Nick what sounds good. So we want to just let them get on with making their show that they're recording for us sound brilliant. And if that means swapping out a song either because of the length of it doesn't fit with the rest of their hour and they need to time it out properly, or they just think, you know what, I can't really sell that song, I don't like it, I don't want to play that one, then they can swap it out for something else. So yeah, we put a lot of trust in our broadcasters.
There'll be a lot of people listening to this now going, hooray, that's how radio should be, and a lot of other people going, no, you shouldn't give them any choice, give them a liner card and let them read that.
Well, I know, but then again, you know, our play out is such that if they find something in the library that they want to drag in, they can just right click on it, it shows them at a quick glance the audio history of that artist and that track, so they can open it up and say, oh, actually that track's coming up in 2 hours, or that artist is about to play next hour in somebody else's show, I'll not drag that one in, I'll find something else. So hopefully, you know, we're not going to get clashes and songs coming around too often because they're self-selecting, because, you know, our technology that we're using helps them to find a song that isn't going to get played the next hour.
Two things I noticed about the station in the first couple of days of listening is you've got an awful lot of ads, so you've done some selling. And somewhere in your blurb, you say this is not a community radio station.
Yeah, so we've got a great community radio station here that's award-winning. It's called Drystone Radio. It's based in a little village called Coling, which is in South Craven, was originally a kind of village station. It's turned its transmitter up recently to cover Skipton as well. And editorially, it's covering a similar patch to us. But it does completely different things to us. It, you know, it gets people in for half hour discussions. It plays local bands. It gets, you know, people who've got not very much radio experience to have a go at being on the air and getting some air miles under their belt, which, you know, it's a really important thing. And I had that at Yorkshire Dales Radio, you know, and the hospital radio station before it, where I could make all my mistakes and sound absolutely dreadful. I've got the tapes somewhere and I wouldn't ever play them on this podcast. But, you know, that we need those things in local areas for people to get interested in radio. And I'm passionate about that. Community radio and hospital radio is great for that. But as a result of that, you've got a station that doesn't necessarily sound polished. Yes, it's being programmed well and its music sounds all right and its imaging sounds great and the presenters sound local and they know the patch, but they perhaps don't sound like a commercial radio station. And that's what community radio is about. It needs to be well run, it needs to be properly resourced, but have those training opportunities. And yeah, we've got a great community radio station here that's doing that, and it's doing it absolutely fine for what it needs to do. But we saw a gap with Stray disappearing to put a slick, professional-sounding commercial radio station on. So we've been quite keen, as you say on our website, to say we're commercial, we're not community. We are doing a lot of community features. You might have heard them. So we've got, you know, people recording stuff for us on their smartphones or submitting them via our app. And we've got the local hospital, we've got a local animal charity, we've got a local sports club already have recorded things for us to promote their fundraising or their community group. So we're quite keen that every hour there'll be some community promotion, but that is a feature that's also got a sponsor on it from a local business who wants to help support those community groups and things and wanted to sponsor that feature. So yeah, as you say, we've got quite a few advertisers on air. I'm thinking maybe 7 or 8 from day one, which we're so thrilled with. You know, we've been out to quite a lot of businesses, we've got a nice looking media pack, we've got some fantastic launch deals, and so many local businesses said, yeah, do you know what, you look professional, we know you because we've read about you and know who you are, and we think we want to spend some money with you without even hearing your radio station. So we were so pleased to get them on air. It was, you know, a lot of it was a mad rush last week,
and it can be done simply, can't it? You don't need complicated rate cards, presumably. You just say that that's the deal.
Yeah,
is that value for money for you, and they'll go yes or no.
Yeah, and we've got a bronze, a silver, a gold airtime package. Yep. And we've got a series of sponsorships. We're doing a launch deal where if they book by the end of August, we'll do them a bog off. So, you know, they'll buy a 3-month campaign. We'll double it to 6 months in return for them giving us the money up front. And this was a little idea we came up with, that rather than, you know, Mint. Paying the first month up front and then we've got to invoice you, A, it creates us some work to send them an invoice in a month and an invoice in another month when we're going to be busy and we're also just learning how to use our accounting software. But it, you know, these businesses were happy to spend a bit of money, pay up front, they get a double the length of the campaign, and we've got some money in the bank that we can now spend in marketing. So we're going to do some leafleting and that kind of thing to spread the word, and some Facebook marketing, so that we can actually build the audience straight away and put some money into it. Rather than spending our own money doing that, we're spending our initial advertisers' money doing that, and we're, you know, grateful for those businesses who put their trust in, and hopefully they've been rewarded already. As say, you know, we had some good numbers on day one. Hopefully some of those people are hearing those adverts and contacting those local businesses.
Well, I think it's interesting that your distribution is purely online, and a lot of people who launch online radio stations put a jukebox on and that's it, and they're competing with 250,000 other radio stations. You're focusing it entirely on the local area and linking with websites, Facebook. So you're integrating all those digital bits together to build that audience. So presumably the radio becomes just a part of all these other platforms for local information and entertainment.
Yeah, we were quite keen to do that because Stray FM do that very well with their Facebook and their news content and stuff on their website. The community radio station here is missing a trick. It's got no news at all about the local area on its website. Nick's background, as I say, more recently he's been running an Ilkley community website and Facebook page, which is very popular. I've got one, a smaller one, that I only launched earlier this year for my little town, which is Silsden, which is right in the middle of the patch. And I kind of, that's Silsden Today. We wonder where I got the branding and the idea from for that. But, you know, obviously been working with Roy at Radio Today for, longer than I can imagine, 14 years now. So we've been doing news content online, and I know how that works in terms of websites. So we were quite keen that we were putting content on that gives us something, A, to talk about on the air, and B, to share on social media and increase our social media reach, because it's all about content, isn't it? And the other thing is, a lot of our presenters are voice tracking shows remotely. So by us having tons of content on our website, it makes it really easy. So we've made a kind of page for our voice trackers where they just log into that page, and we've pulled stuff from our website in the different elements onto one single page and said, these are the things we're pushing at the moment. Here's some scripts. Here's some local news stories that automatically get pulled into that page. So when they're voice tracking, they open one page on their phone or their tablet, separate device to where they're voice tracking. They can scroll through and get content for their show that we've made for them.
Brilliant.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
Radio Today. It's the Radio Today programme. I'm Quentin Howard. I'm talking to Stuart, who's normally the host of this show, because he's launched his own radio station, and I'm interviewing him because he can't interview himself. Let's talk about the tech for Rumbles Radio, because you've called in a few favours. You've got some friends in the industry over all these years who helped you out. The Playout system you're using is?
It's Playout One. Phil and Chris and Dave at Playout One I've known well for a good few years. So that was my only choice, really, and their product is fantastic. And all of our presenters can access that remotely via web browser. Now, everybody else does this. So RCS, who are a fantastic supporter of Radio Today as well, and the guys as well at Broadcast who do Myriad, they're, again, another fantastic supporter of Radio Today. So I've got lots of friends at different Playout companies, but I went with Playout One. You've got to be careful not to offend the other ones. And all of them have now got fantastic products, some of them enhanced during lockdown to enable you via a web browser to get in and control your Playout system and record stuff into it. So yeah, all of our presenters from home, wherever we are in the patch or slightly outside the patch, can get on remotely and do their links straight in via a browser. So no complicated stuff needed.
And is it hosted in the cloud, or are you running it on a server somewhere?
Yeah, it's actually hosted in the cloud, which is very reliant on the cloud and the internet, I know. But we've done that initially to keep our kind of costs low, so we didn't need some physical machines and studios and server rooms and things like that. So yeah, we're paying for it to be in the cloud, and we can so easily access it remotely to schedule our music and do all those kind of things and fiddle with the full Playout system. But actually, at the bulk of what we need to do, we just do via the web browser. There's so many things you can do with the Playout system from the web browser, and another guys at Playout One, as at the other companies, are trying to put even more features into their web versions so that actually, you know, you could run your entire radio station from the browser rather than needing any hardware. So yeah, very smart way of doing it, having it in the cloud without any actual hardware. I mean, there's some risks with it as well, but it's working all right for us so far. We've been running it for about 4 or 5 months now.
And processing, is that built into Playout One, or is that a separate module?
Yeah, so the processing, we're using Stereo Tool, which I think is about £40 for a license. You stick it on your streaming software, and there's so many settings you can play with. I was so pleased. The geek in me, I don't often look at Digital Spy, but it seems there's a thread on Digital Spy about us starting, and in the first comment it's about how fantastic our processing sounds. So I'll take that. If the geeks on Digital Spy like our processing, that's a good result for me.
No, it does sound loud, I'll give you that. So
yeah, we're turning it down a little bit, because I know it does sound louder compared to all the stations that people are getting on their smart speakers and stuff. So we'll just knock the volume down, but we'll keep that nice processed sound.
And you've got an app as well. Who's done the app for you?
Yeah, so we've used, again, so many great companies who are doing this, doing apps and everything else. Just in terms of the speed that we needed to get it done and everything, we went with Air. And obviously, Ricky has been on this podcast before. And Ricky and Gav and Jonathan, all the guys at Air, I've known very well.
So that's Ricky Lee and Gav Richards.
Yeah, yeah,
and they do apps for, they sort of do template apps for other stations as well.
They do, and they've had, you know, the groups like Celador and Lynx FM Group and some for Bauer, which obviously some of those might be disappearing in the coming weeks as well. But yeah, you know, I'd never used their system before, and I was saying to Ricky, it's just brilliant. I love it. I can do this and this. You know, most of the websites I've used before have been on WordPress, so having all these features that are kind of designed and built for radio stations to use.
So the Rumbles radio website is Air's product as well?
It is, but it's also customizable because there's different themes you can pick, and then actually you get a really bare bones template and you build it how you want it to look, in terms of the style and the layout and everything you put on. So it was still a lot of work. Don't you know, believe me, it's not just I've said, there you go, it's turned on, there's your website. I've spent a lot of time making that look how we want it to look and having all the right content, and then having the content that pulls properly into the app that goes with it. And again, you know, a lot of work to do on the app in the background as well. And then the guys there technically have helped us submit that and get that into the app stores and that kind of thing. But yeah, I know there are so many companies who are doing this, and you know, there are others who do fantastic products as well. A lot of it was just, right, we need to get this on Air quicker. We haven't got 6 months to work on an app and a website. And I knew the guys at Air would be able to help us with that. And they've done a brilliant job, and the support is fantastic as well.
News is from Radio News Hub. On the hour, international news?
It is. Oh, the national bulletin, yeah. So they've got a 2-minute bulletin. And again, you know, it's for ease. Obviously, because as I mentioned, we're in the cloud, getting IRN live bulletins is a bit trickier to do that, the voice bulletins. And again, Radio News Hub is great service. Again, I'm not favouring one or the other, honestly. There are loads of fantastic providers that are doing stuff like this. And IRN are brilliant at what they do. But I think Radio News Hub came along with a product that's slightly different. And it's about the tech for us and the way that they distribute it. So we've got a Dropbox that's synced from them, and every time they put something new, within a minute it's in our playout. It replaces a cart, so we've got carts scheduled at certain parts in the log, whether that's the news or the sport or the showbiz or whatever it is, and that just pulls in, updates itself, and as a programmer I don't need to worry about that. It just automatically appears and works as long as Dropbox is running.
And that presumably comes with an ad on the end, so you don't have to pay for that.
You do pay for it as well, but there are ads built into to the bulletins that supply. But yeah, there is a charge for it, but it's very reasonable.
And jingles, you've got a nice ident already and a station sound. Who's done your imaging?
Again, so many great jingle companies, and so many of them advertised with Radio Today, and they're all brilliant, including Mikasa, who makes stuff for this fantastic podcast, and everybody else who promotes their jingles on Radio Today. So I'm not favouriting one or the other, but Chris Stevens I've known for donkey's years, probably 20 years, since I first met him at Alpha Radio in Darlington when he looked like a spotty teenager, even though he was about 21. And obviously known Chris through the days at GMG, when I worked there in the newsrooms at Real and Smooth. So yeah, Chris at Ignite Jingles has done those for us. You know, we went a little bit budget to save some money on them, so they've just got one voice that's been layered up rather than being a three voice sing. Hopefully that, you know, doesn't detract from how great they are. But it's if anybody wants to do, I think it's the Merge 104 point something package that we've had resung, and it's a kind of an altered version of the Merge package. It's a slightly different logo. I think it was done for High Peak Radio and Ashbourne Radio, and those, they had some resings done and they changed the logo a bit, so it's that logo that we're using.
Well, the whole station just sounds like it's been on air forever, which is the best compliment I can give you for Rumbles Radio. It sounds really professional. It's a great listen. And do you know what? It makes me want to move back to Ilkley.
Well, I'm sure we could find a space for a chief engineer. We've not got a lot of money, but especially I know that you know all the local masts and where we might better put a DAB transmitter. So, you know, that's important to us.
I certainly know where you should put your transmitters, but I think you need a gardening program with Alan Titchmarsh, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, well, did you work with him at Classic FM? Have you got contact for Alan? That would be good.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't come back to Ilkley much. and you want presenters who live locally.
Well, he's from Ilkley. I think that counts. We can. I'm sure we'll find a studio at Global where he can record something for us. If you're listening, Ashley, come on.
Anyway, congratulations on launching your own radio station. It's always one of those sort of lifetime ambitions for all of us in radio, and you've got your own, and now the hard work begins because you've got to keep it going.
It absolutely does. And yeah, we were so blown away by a lot of the comments we've had from people in the industry saying how great it sounds. And, you know, that's what we wanted. You know, it is a station for our local listeners, but for people in the industry to say that they love how it sounds is really important to us.
Well, Stu, it's been great talking to you on the Radio Today podcast, on your own podcast, and turning the tables on you. But it's a story worth talking about. Launching a radio station these days, and it's a great thing to do, and well done to you.
So you're hosting this every week now, on is that the deal?
Oh, I've got to go. I've got something else to do.
Well, that was weird. Being interviewed on my own podcast. Thank you, Quentin. And I'm sure most of you won't believe me, but honestly, I wasn't planning on doing a podcast this week because I have been very busy making a radio station. And Quentin sent me a message and he said he'd been listening and he thought it deserved a chat on my own podcast about it. And so he insisted that he hosted it and interviewed me. So, yes, I did. Anyway, moving on, Clean Feed is a great way to connect if you're doing OBs or interviews or getting a guest onto your program or your podcast from somewhere remote. If you haven't tried Clean Feed yet, now is the time to give it a go. It's been designed for radio people and for podcasters. Really simple to use and connect live audio over the web. If you're on a budget, there is a completely free version. It's great quality. You can even record within the browser and it will only take you 30 seconds or so to get signed up and doing your first broadcast with Clean Feed. Find out more about it at cleanfeed.net. Right, well, that's it for this kind of strange sounding podcast this week. Roy and David, as Quentin mentioned, both away on their holidays this week, so no normal features, just a very abnormal chat with me. Next week things should be back a little bit more to normal, hopefully. Roy and David will be here and we'll hopefully have a guest who's more interesting than me, so join us for that next time on the Radio Today programme.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macassar.